The Best Podcast in Baseball is brought to you by Closets by Design. Update your closet, garage, office, pantry, and more. Imagine your home totally organized with Closets by Design. Call 1-800-BY-DESIGN. That's 1-800-BY-DESIGN.
I'm Benjamin Hockman, and welcome to Playbacks, an audio series that brings to life the archives of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Recorded and edited by Chris Lay. Today we turn the pages to 1954. When Stan the Man Musial had perhaps his greatest day of so many great days for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Musial's 5 homers in doubleheader, a new major league mark. Batting average now 400 with 21 RBIs. By Bob Bregg for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Monday, May 3rd, 1954. About 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a New York newspaper man, gathering material for a magazine story, asked manager Eddie Stanky a question on the steps of the Cardinals' dugout at Busch Stadium. It was phrased carefully by Archibald Gordon Tiger Murray, the eminent Princeton alumnus and sporting writer. "Who," he inquired, "is the best player in baseball? Stan Musial?" Stanky's reply wasted as little time as one of Stan the 80 grand man's hardest hit drives reaching the streetcar tracks. "You," said manager to writer, "have just asked and answered your own question." The Tiger nodded and explained that all other managers had agreed, and certainly a crowd of 26,662 that sat through a 7-hour doubleheader yesterday wouldn't voice disapproval. In fact, at about 7:55 p.m., there was an amazing phenomena of baseball, as just before climbing over one another to get away for warmed-over dinners, spectators applauded Musial for, of all things, hitting a high pop fly to first base. They had stayed, you see, not because they had great hopes of the Cardinals sweeping a doubleheader instead of settling for a split, but because they were fascinated to see if Stan could do it once more. Incredibly, they wondered whether Musial could add further luster to the greatest day of his brilliant career by hitting a 6th home run in 8 official times at bat during the twin bill in which the Redbirds won the opener 10-6 and lost the nightcap 9-7. "But," Stan explained afterwards, smiling, "Larry Jansen got me out on a bad pitch, a high fastball inside. Yeah, I was going for one that time." Earlier, becoming the first player in Major League history to hit 5 homers in a doubleheader, Musial had hit at only one bad pitch, a low inside fastball thrown by Johnny Antonelli, the fast-firing New York southpaw, in the 5th inning of the opener, by holding his arms close to his body, and away it went. 2 innings earlier, he lifted one of Antonelli's slow curves to the roof. Then, after singling to right off Jim Hearn in the 6th, he faced the former teammate in the 8th with the score tied 6-6, and when he slammed a slider to the roof again for a game-winning 3-run homer, it became the first time he ever hit 3 in one game in the big leagues. Only once before, in 1941, as a $150 a month weak-armed Class C outfielder at Springfield, Missouri, had Musial ever pasted 3 home runs in one game. He and wife Lil remembered laughing when Miss Musial called him between games yesterday to offer congratulations. "She didn't see him that time either, even though she was in the park," Stan said, chuckling as he explained that his son, Dickie, then had been a babe in arms whose uncooperative calls of nature had coincided with the innings when his 20-year-old father teed off. Musial munched on a sandwich between games of yesterday's doubleheader, drank a glass of milk, and then went out to make it a memorable day of 9 RBIs by whacking one of Hoyt Wilhelm's slow curves onto Grand Avenue in the 5th inning of the 2nd game, and then drilling a knuckler even farther down the boulevard toward right center in the 7th. Before he popped up in the 9th, the only previous time Manly Stanley had been retired was on a 3rd inning blast to dead center, the only one of his smashes aided by a wind that favored right-handed hitters. That one gave the crowd a thrill, too, because Willie Mays backed onto the gravel path some 410 feet from the plate to catch it. So it was Musial's day from beginning to end as he set a record for 21 total bases in a doubleheader. and it's likely to become one of his greatest years because, a notoriously slow starter, he's already hitting 400, has the most RBIs in the majors at 21, and is tied with the Cubs' Hank Sauer for the most homers, 8. The guy was so happy that, as manager Stanky told it, he not only smiled for the first time trotting around the bases on his 5th homer, but actually laughed for joy. Still, he retained his wonderful sense of proportions. He told reporters Stanky had helped by playing him steadily through spring training so he'd get into stride earlier. He observed with a true team man's attitude that the day could have been complete if the Cardinals only had won both games. And then the mighty Musial, though smiling again, shook his head and said, "I still can't believe it. You mean real sluggers like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ralph Kiner, men like them, never hit 5 homers in a doubleheader?"
Thanks for listening to Playbacks. Be sure to check out the links and related articles in this episode's show notes.